When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Received some pretty bad news. On the trot, the Black Stars of Ghana itself has had only 1 point from 2 games in the lead-up to the AFCON qualifiers. And as though Ghana's woes were not going to be deepened any further, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, has also barred the Baba Yara Sports Stadium from being used for its competitions because it simply do not meet the standard. For a country that has spent millions of Ghana cedis and millions of dollars to renovate pitches every now and then, why is it that a country that calls itself a football nation simply does not have FIFA standard or CAF standard pitches?
Who we are saying the best pitch? Pitch. What is pitch? Pitch. Who can say it's a pitch?
We tried always to play football. The pitch is difficult. I think country like Ghana deserves a better stadium with a better national pitch for playing football, because they are lovely players.
Are they suggesting that the Angolans were playing in the sky? My brother, they are all footballers. Africa, where I wanna be. Life of a simple as ABC. The
leaders, them are greeting us plenty. So what would it take for a country like Ghana to be able to properly manage stadiums? And in fact, you look all around you, in particular at the Sipon Sports Stadium, KEPCO Sports Stadium, all these sports stadiums the country spent millions on lying in ruins. And Ghana simply cannot boast of a single world-class facility to play football in Ghana. And the Black Stars of Ghana, and as per this CAF directive, the next 2 games you're going to play are all going to be away matches. The game we're supposed to play here in Ghana would have to look for a neutral venue outside of this country to now play our home games. What kind of embarrassment are those? And where is this country's sports headed to? And how do we fix this situation? We connect on these important matters right after this break.
The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret? He said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.gh. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244-308-111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
Hooray! Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited's back to school promotion is here with us once again. From August to September this year, Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited is giving a generous 10 to 20% discount on all school items like textbooks, pens, pencils, erasers, exercise books, and much more across all our branches in Accra, Tema, Kumasi, Takrady, Winneba, and Cape Coast. Parents, teachers, and students, please hurry while stocks last. For more information, call us on 0506 487 557 or 0302 764-209 or via email at info@kingdomgh.com. You can also visit our website www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Kingdom Books, where quality and affordability are both assured. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. I'm off for but I want to see baby. When you say my baby, maybe mama more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mama lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Yeah. Introducing the new President Charcoal Pack with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Luxurious affordable living is your right, and no one understands it better than BOT Properties. BOT Properties specializes in modern residential buildings and commercial office spaces. Our properties include the Equator, a 12-story made up of over 100 apartments near Accra Mall. At the Equator Courts, we offer you the deluxe living experience with our top-of-the-range homes, high-quality homes built with style and precision to suit your lifestyle. The Equator Courts is a gated community with two-story, four-bedroom detached houses at Ogbojo, East Legon, near American House. Our office complexes include Zion House, Shiashi, East Legon, Zion House, Sofa Line Interchange, Kumasi. Our offices and apartments are for both rental and outright purchases at affordable prices and with flexible payment terms. Kindly contact us on 0257-960-919 or visit botproperties.com. BOT Properties, the new meaning of affordable luxury.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah,
doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Go. Go.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
*712#.
You could be the luckiest.
Are you ready to turn your dreams into reality? Don't just dream it, own it with a loan from Fidelity Bank. Dreaming of a new home? Own it with Fidelity Mortgage Loan. Dreaming of smelling the scent of a brand new tear rubber car? Own it with Fidelity Auto Loan. Dreaming of getting the latest phone, TV, fridge, furniture, laptop or gaming console? Own it with Fidelity Consumer Asset Finance. Dreaming of expanding your business? Make it a reality with our business loan. Fidelity Bank is offering flexible loans to businesses, salaried workers and the self-employed at a competitive rate. Dial 0800-003355 or visit any of our branches nationwide today to turn your dream into reality with a Fidelity Bank loan. Terms and conditions apply. Fidelity Bank. Believe with us.
Fidelity. If I believe with us. Fidelity. If I know I'm on your side. Fidelity.
Welcome back to Ghana Connect. And like I told you before that quick commercial break, the Black Stars of Ghana would have to play their next home game as part of the qualifiers to either the World Cup or the Africa Cup of Nations outside Ghana. Up until the time that CAF certifies any of our stadiums that they are fit for purpose to host such international games. And the question many have asked is that for a country that prides itself as a sports nation, really loves sports, simply cannot maintain a stadium to the level where we can just get some appreciable level of quality in terms of the pitches. You watched those two games that the Black Stars played, and you could see the gulf in the difference of the pitch quality. And Brad Simmons wrote this succinctly on X, and I want to quote a few part of what he wrote. He says it cost the National Sports Authority less than $1,000 to put a stadium in shape before and after a match. However, the football game in Ghana is now so broke that the NSA cannot afford this. Ordinarily, the football teams should just rent the stadia and pay the NSA enough to fix them. But the game is too broke that the teams cannot pay. It turns out that making even $1,000 per game in Ghana is a lovely dream that rarely comes true, except for Kotoko and Hearts games and other few games. Since 2012, the average income per stadium has fallen by 90%, and all the stadia struggle to make even $20,000 a year. We all can recall that Ghana paid $157 million in 2008 to modernize the sports infrastructure. In fact, over the last three decades, over $1 billion has been spent on the name of sports infrastructure. And a lot of issues have come up. Government, too, has been working to build AstroTurfs. And how exactly have they been helping in the game? Have some really brilliant minds to connect with me on this important matters. But first, listen to this.
We tried always to play football. The pitch is difficult. I think country like Ghana deserves better stadium with a better national pitch for playing football, because they are lovely players. Africa, where I wanna be. Life from as simple as ABCD. The leaders
them are treating us plenty, plenty. Make the whole thing they look like Caribou. Are they suggesting that the Angolans were playing in the sky? My brother, they are all footballers. Those they assemble to play against the Black Star are professionals. We assemble our professionals. They all play on the same pitch. Yesterday, they were here. The Angolans were here. They trained between 4 and 5. They were here. The Black Stars also came. They also trained here. So CAF has inspected the pitch and approved it for the game.
So first of all, I think if it comes like this, and this is how it looks like, it's really a pity. Surely we always love to play in front of our home crowds, but at the end of the day, we have to do the best out of the situation. And if we have to play somewhere else, then it's like that. I don't want to use my energy to think too much about that, because it's not in our hands. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a CAF decision, and we have to do the best about it. But I hope that if we won't be able to play at home, that we quickly manage all the things, and that so that we can play at home as fast as possible, and for our crowd to see us.
Africa, life for be simple like ABCD A+, with that song that we've just used to tell you the story about what exactly went down and how now Ghana does not have a CAF-certified pitch, CAF-certified stadium to be able to host Black Stars game. And have some really brilliant minds to connect on this important matter. On Zoom, Muftau Nabila is with Joy Sports and is connecting with us. Muftau, it's good to have you connect on the show. Muftau, you are muted. Well, Ibrahim Sani Dara is also connected with us. A very popular broadcast journalist, has been with the BBC, spoke for the Ghana Football Association at some point, and he's also connecting with us. Mr. Sani Dara, good to have you.
Good to be on your show, and good evening to the whole of Ghana.
Right. And in studio, I have some two brilliant gentlemen, Augustine Kwanza, connecting with us. Augustine, it's good to have you connect with us.
Yes, thank you very much for having me here. So,
and then Andrew Sefa Bamfo is also in the studio. Andrews.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Right, so please send me a message 055-111-1997, 055-111-1997. What do you make of this? And what do you think we can do about this situation and get it fixed? And how are we even here in the first place? If Muftau, if you can unmute now, I want to start with you by asking you about the genesis of all this. What you've been able to dig, what kind of information you've been able to pick, in particular, having to do with this. I've just seen a My Joy Online story that details an email response you've had from CAF, from FIFA, I should say, on this situation. So, Muftau, what is the lowdown? How did it have to get here, Muftau? Hello, Muftau. You are still muted. If you can unmute and then... Okay, it appears I have a challenge with Muftau. I'll get to him pretty shortly. But let me start with you, Mr. Sani Dara. I mean, you've been in football for so long. And I'm pretty young. But I don't remember the last time the Black Stars had to go out of the country to play their home games.
I think, thank you very much for having me once again. This might have happened because of many years of things, you know, within the sports fraternity in Ghana itself, where we focus on the things that we see and don't focus on the unseen things. I can't even put my finger on a situation where Ghana has had to play outside the country because of not having fit for purpose stadium to host our matches. Perhaps we'll look at it from the point that, you know, we just look at the aesthetics. That is what we see on the pitch. But the other things that make the pitch tick or that make the play that we see on television tick, we don't put our mind so much on it. And I would say that I would not want to blame one party or the other, but I want to blame or put it squarely at the political elite. Not just, I would not even blame the National Sports Authority. I say this for a reason. The reason being that, you know,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Governments, be it the MPP on the, or the NDC, are supposed to provide for the country in terms of infrastructure for the youth and not to expect any financial returns. This is an investment governments across the world make towards sports infrastructure in their country, and we've not paid a lot of attention to it. We might, you know, for this moment, blame the National Sports Authority. But the truth is that there's this much the National Sports Authority can do. And if you look at the budgets that have been provided for sports, for example, if our Minister of Finance reads the budget, and it is not only with the current government. Since we entered democracy, it's been the case where some amount of money is, you know, allocated to the sports ministry. But that amount of money, we all know, is woefully inadequate to take care of anything. If you put up sports infrastructure, you must factor in the scheme of things refurbishment, constant refurbishment, putting the facility in constant shape. But we don't do that. The budgets for the sports ministry of Ghana is woefully inadequate. Yesterday, I was coming back from Saudi Arabia, and I sat on the flight. Next to me was a top Ghanaian official, and he was asking me this question: why is it that things have deteriorated so much? And when I started recounting to him what we used to do before we entered this democratic phase, and what was not done since we switched from military rule to democracy, where everything now became, you know, free for all, and that we expect profit for money all the time. It doesn't work like that.
I mean, it's a really sad spectacle that you paid, Mr. Sandara, and I want you to hold it there for me right now. And I want to bounce that over to Country Band Songo, Patrick Osei Band, host Five of Fire on Asempa FM and Adom TV on Multi TV. So, Songo, I mean, why are we here so that we can't, as a country, have internationally certified pitches for our Black Stars?
Yeah, because it's all about we share the money. That's what we know. We've been to World Cup for 4 times. How many dollars have we made out of the World Cup? You understand? I stand to be corrected. Maybe 50 million US dollars. We've been to World Cup 4 times. But when we come back with the money that we get out of the World Cup, then football people and the politicians want to share it. Yeah, we start sharing the money when we are at the tournament. You understand? We play 3 matches out of the tournament and we are out. We will not even go to 1-16 or quarterfinals. We are out. But so-called football people who are management members will be given 13 million old Ghana cedis. You understand? I mean, for what? Out of the World Cup that we've been able to participate, how much have we incurred? How much money? And what have we done with those money? What are we doing with those money? Tell me. You understand? It's all about, you know, create loot and share. That's the problem. Yes, the government would have to provide infrastructure, but at the end of the day, the Black Stars, that is the flagship of the nation. When we're able to qualify for World Cup and we get money, what do we do out of those money? We just share it. That's what they do. They are only thinking about the money, but not thinking about the infrastructure and how the team will be able to build, will be able to be strong. So at least when we go for tournaments, we can do our best for the nation and even win trophies or win cups. But you're not looking at that. That's the problem now. This is where we are. But you see, my brother, I would want to see the CAF release, or their press release, their letter of abandoning Kumasi Sports Stadium. I would want to see it. They are saying it, that CAF, they have banned Kumasi Sports Stadium. We can't play our next match at the Kumasi Sports Stadium. But where is the letter? That's what I want to see, the press release.
I mean, do you suspect something? Do you have some suspicion? Why are you demanding that letter?
Of course. I mean, we'll be able to fix things that we need to fix when it comes to, I mean, the stadium. We need certain standard to be able to meet CAF what they are requiring. And I am just hoping that they will be able to fix their transport stadium so that we can play our next World Cup qualifier match, AFCON qualifier match, that is October 11th with Sudan. Then, when it comes to November World Cup qualifier, we can play at the Barbara Sports Stadium. By then, things have been fixed. You understand? But playing Sudan, it looks scary for the football people. That's what I'm saying. They don't want to play Akwetiapia Sudan here in Ghana. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying, because I don't get it. They would always want us to play at home so we will get the advantage to qualify, to beat our opponents. So why now? What has happened? Yes, Baba has said we need to renovate. We need to put certain things there. We need to fix certain things so to meet that standard. But we have a transport schedule. And the things that are not right
we can fix them. And I'm expecting the sports ministry to do that. So we can play our next qualifier match here in Ghana. It would be a very big disgrace that we play our next qualifier match away from Ghana.
It will be a big disgrace to Ghana if we play that. And in fact, Stephen Appiah, the former captain of the Black Stars, has said the same thing. Countryman Songo, thank you very much. We know you have to run, and you made the time to join us to share your views on this. You are hoping that we're able to get things underway, and October 11th, when we play our next home game, we're able to play here in Ghana. Thank you very much, Countryman Songo. But let me bring you Muftau Nabila before I come to the studio and hear from Augustine and Andrews. Muftau, do you share the same optimism that there is the possibility that we can get our house in order and still get CAF to certify at least one stadium? We know of that Ministry of Youth and Sports letter and that press release asking the GFA to get the CAF to actually review both the Accra Sports Stadium and the Legon Stadiums. What are you learning? And I also referenced early on that email that has been sent to you by FIFA concerning some amounts of money that has been sent to the GFA to manage our fields, our pitches in Ghana.
Okay, so just a quick one, Beku. I don't know whether many Ghanaian journalists have had the privilege of reading the letter that came from CAF. It was written by Samson Adamu. Sandra knows him very well. I also know him very well. I've had the privilege of meeting him a couple of times. And I find it quite preposterous that one would hold the opinion that the letter came from CAF because Ghana don't want to play Kwesi Appiah. GFA don't want us to play Kwesi Appiah here. I find it quite laughable. If you read the letter that came from Samson Adamu, it says that, I'm reading paragraph 2. It says, the main concern is the substandard condition of the natural grass on the field, which requires immediate attention. The current state of the pitch does not meet the standards required for CAF of FIFA international matches, necessitating a complete reconstruction. Complete reconstruction. What it clearly means is that we need to regrass the pitch. I'm not too sure that we can use 2 weeks to regrass the Bawaya Sports Stadium. In the letter again, he also mentioned Accra and Cape Coast Stadium, which are already in the CAF database. With these facilities already in CAF database, they have an idea about the condition of these pitches. And what, Kweku, let me just tell you one thing. Right after the game against Angola, right, the Ghana Football Association reached out to the Ministry of Youth and Sports and the National Sports Authority to get someone to the Cape Coast Sports Stadium as soon as possible to start working on the pitch. Because I don't know whether they foresaw that CAF could take action against Ghana. But if in any case, the Ghana Football Association did not want the Black Stars to play Kwesi Appiah in Ghana, why would they have acted so quick by getting the Minister of Youth and Sports and the National Sports Authority to get someone to go and fix the Cape Coast Sports Stadium? The person is currently there working on it. The fear, however, is that there's no certainty that this field will be ready or these pitches will be ready. The Accra Sports Stadium needs a total reconstruction as well, because the Accra Sports Stadium grasses, they have become weeds. They are no longer grasses suitable for football. All those grasses that grow on the field, the pitch, those who maintain the pitch, they mow them with the grasses that are meant for football. So the pitch is not conducive to play football. That is why there's a major concern that Ghana might not be able to get its playing surfaces ready for the game against Sudan next month. So there was a meeting which happened last Wednesday, and the major concern was, where do we go next? They have thought of Cote d'Ivoire, they have thought of Togo. I was made to understand that the Ghana Football Association would prefer going to Togo, because they believe that is much closer and we can get many Ghanaians there to go and support the Black Stars. I was also told the ministry, however, they will prefer we go and play the game in Cote d'Ivoire. But let's get one thing clear. What the GFA wants is what the ministry will do. If the GFA decides that we are going to play the game in Togo, it's Togo that is going to happen. Bakweku, let me just ask a quick question. We were at a World Cup, right? FIFA gave us money for participating in the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. What stopped the government of Ghana of dedicating, say, $500,000 to regrass one pitch and tell the National Sports Authority that this pitch, do not rent it out for any activity? We find ourselves in this position because the National Sports Authority rented out Bawa Yara for a church program for 6 consecutive days, just 3 or 4 weeks away to an AFCON qualifier. The argument then, when our colleague Delale Atias in Kumasi went to speak to them, was that they can recover the pitch within 2 weeks. This is where it brought us today. So if the Ministry of Youth and Sports can insist on the National Sports Authority and tell them, in as much as we want you to generate revenue to maintain the facilities, there is only one facility we do not want you to rent out for any activity, be it a musical concert or a church program or whatever. This pitch, let's say about our sports stadium, we don't want you to rent that pitch out. It's not possible to do it. The very revenue we generate from renting out across sports stadium, we can use that to cater for other areas. In fact, when the Bank of Ghana decided to garnish, Ghana Revenue Authority secured a court order garnishing the NSA accounts, they were diverting money to the Ashanti regional account. So what stopped them from doing the same?
What stopped them from doing so? And I guess the point you want to make is that, I mean, at least if this is Kumasi, and then we can decide that, listen, Kumasi is just going to be for football or sporting activities, no musical concert, no other this thing. I mean, very good context that you've laid there, Muftau. Please hold it there for me. I know you have some juicy documents from FIFA. I want to go into that also. Please hold it there for me. Andrews, what do you make of this situation that a football nation like Ghana just does not have a FIFA or CAF standard pitch to play on?
I feel we have misplaced priorities as a nation, because I say this because you look at the African Games, which was hosted in March, and we spent about $16 million on accommodation. Okay. Yeah, the University of Ghana's accommodation, which already was constructed. And you juxtapose it to that of UPSA, who are now trying to reconstruct something which would cost about $14 million. And the $16 million, you just need about $500,000 to get the pitch in Baba Yara in order for a game. And a country of Ghana's magnitude, which doesn't have a pitch like this, shows how far we've fallen. And the results on field also show, it buttresses my point that we've fallen so far as a nation, because you look at the Black Stars, and since 1982, they've not been able to win the African Cup of Nations. Since 2019, they've not won a game at the African Cup of Nations. They bowed out in the group stages of the competition. They go for World Cup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Competitions, and it's also the same tune. So I feel the fact that we are not investing into the facilities, it also goes a long way in affecting the Black Stars, and not just the Black Stars, but also it transcends to our local side. So today, before we came here, we had the game between Nsoatreman and also CS Constantine from Algeria, and you could see the pitch was in a bad state. Nsoatreman lost the game anyway, but you can tell that these sides do not know what to do from here, because for Nsoatreman, if they do qualify to the next round, what would happen is that they would have to play their home games away from Ghana. And you and I know that Nsoatreman are not in a position financially to play their games outside Ghana, because they do not have what it takes, the funding. So if Nsoatreman are going to play outside Ghana, what would they do? For FC Samatex too, they would play on Sunday. If they also qualify, they would also be in the same boat. So it tells you that it's not just about the Black Stars. The Black Stars, they belong to the nation. When they play, they make us happy. But beyond the Black Stars, look at these local teams. Nsoatreman and FC Samatex, they are debutants. How much money do they have to pay? So it's just a whole mess on its own, a complete mess.
I mean, Augustine, you feel the same sense that we are in such a big mess that a country like Ghana, we just can't put a house in order when it comes to these things.
Yeah, Kweku, let me run you through a list of countries who don't have approved stadiums in Africa, and you get to understand the kind of mess we are in here. We have Djibouti, we have Chad, Niger, Eritrea, we have Gabon, Zimbabwe, Madagascar, Sao Tome and Principe, Burundi, and Ghana.
These are ordinarily countries when it comes to football or even economic powerhouse.
Yes.
Ghana would ordinarily not be comparing themselves to those.
And now we are with these countries. Mind you, in 2008, 24 years ago, these stadiums we are talking about hosted the AFCON in Ghana. And the pitches were in good shape. The stadium infrastructure itself outside the pitch were also in good shape. But how did we end here? And it is said that it has become so bad to a point that it is even affecting us. Look at the goal you conceded against Angola. The ball had to bounce in front of the defender and he find it difficult to clear. So it is wearing us off the pitch. And now it's even wearing us and it's on the verge preventing us from going to the next AFCON. So this is how bad it's affecting us. And then we are talking about going outside Ghana to play. The players will come from their clubs to Ghana. They come here, one, we need to transport them, fly them from Ghana. If it's Ivory Coast, Togo, we fly them to Togo to go and play. That's from the state covers. We fly officials, the football people, I mean, also to go and sleep there. There'll be hotels. We cater for the accommodation, per diem, everything.
In dollars.
After that, we will bus Ghana Supporters Union and other Supporters Union people also to Togo. We will bus media people, even fly them from Ghana to that country. And we will be in pay to play in that very stadium. After that, mind you, the tax that Ghana normally gets when we play in Ghana is going to that country. So it's a total loss.
I mean, Sunny Darami, you've been doing this for so long. What would it take to get Ghana back on the proper footing when it comes to this? Because I think we all agree around this table that when it comes to NSC and some of the things they've handled, and you spoke early on, making the point that the NSA, of course, bears some part of the blame, but you can't blame them totally because of revenue constraint, and that is why they have to rent out these stadia for games, for churches, for all these things. But what would it take to get our house in order?
I think Ghana must change our psyche and our approach towards sports. And when issues come up like this, particularly what I find very, very disappointing is that there are some sports journalists in the country that take a populist look at things. And it's an example of what we heard from Countryman Songo. For example, he just said, you make this thing from the World Cup. Is the World Cup money meant to build a stadium or to maintain a stadium? No. What are your peers doing? What is Morocco doing? Morocco has spent over 200 million euros putting up the King Mohammed complex in just off Rabat. They have done so, and the investment the country is doing in putting facilities up and down the country, world-class facilities, and making money available for these facilities to be maintained for the use of the country is what has brought Morocco to this level of world football that has made it the first African country to reach the semifinals of the World Cup. You think countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the rest are investing a lot of money in the sports industry because they are foolish? They are not. They know the benefit it brings to the youth. A couple of months ago, I was on a CAF assignment here in Ghana, officiating a match. And when I looked, I was traveling to the game, I had a look at it. Just because of that football match involving Midiema, the hotels around the stadium were booming. Taxis, the bars, on the production crew alone, had more than 150 people in jobs just because of a football match. And all of these things have got a trickle-down effect on monies going as revenue
to government. And I think I'm not talking just about this government, but I'm talking about all politicians. I think they must have a complete switch on the way they look at sports in Ghana. Sports in Ghana should not just be, oh, I've funded the Black Stars. I've taken the Black Stars to the World Cup. They have played one match. We've provided money for it. No, it is not enough. We have to look at the way we look at sports. A lot of the monies that we take today as revenue for Ghana is from the gambling, sports gambling or sports betting companies. Why can't we ring fence some of these monies to direct them towards building more infrastructure and maintaining the existing ones? Most of the countries in the world are using sports betting money to develop their sports industry. The UK is doing the same. The US is doing the same. Many more countries across the world are doing the same. We are making a lot of money from the sports industry directly through sports betting, for instance. Why can't we ring fence some of these things? Sometimes we want to blame the National Sports Authority. Yes, some way, somehow, they need to carry some burden of the blame. The Ministry of Youth and Sports, you can blame them to some extent. But when you do a budget, and you budget 50 million Ghana cedis for sports, when one or two Black Stars matches can exhaust this thing, what should the rest of the sports industry do? How can they survive? It is woefully inadequate. Let's tell our politicians right in the face that, yes, you love the Black Stars, you love football, but you are not doing enough for sports in Ghana. And I'm talking about this thing in general terms, not only for football, but let's look at the entire sports infrastructure of our country. We are not doing enough at all. We think just, you know, we do it for the aesthetics, what people will see. And it is because people watch the Black Stars, that is why we would see the rot in place in sports in Ghana. I think that we have to now start demanding more of our politicians to do more for our country, to do more for the youth of the country. They are being left behind. A lot of talented people can make careers out of sports. But because of the lack of such infrastructure, their talents are not being achieved or their potential is not being realized because of some of these things. We have to start asking more of our politicians.
We need to start asking more of our politicians. In fact, here on Joy News on Game Plan, the lads have really gone into in dissecting the specific promises of the political parties and whether or not they truly adequately answer some of those questions. Interesting points there that Sunny Dara has really raised. And it goes at the heart of the issue, the priority of our leaders. And of course, Sunny Dara makes it clear, it's not just about the MPP. It goes back, all governments, all political parties, have we shown enough commitment to sports development, given how much they can give back to the state? Victor Chutumaklo is a Joy Sports and is also connected with us. Victor, I want to take you to where Sunny Dara ends, about the commitment of those in charge to ensure that there's sports development. Surely you agree with Sunny Dara that we've just been paying lip service when it comes to sports development in the country. And this latest episode, where Ghana is likely to play their next home game outside the country, is just a testament to that. Hello, Victor, can you unmute? Hello, Victor. Well, it appears I have a challenge with Victor. Victor can't hear me when he speaks to, I can't hear him. We'll fix that connection line. And then if there's a challenge with the Zoom, we can put him on mobile phone and then we can answer some of those questions. But Augustine, before Victor comes in, Achutamaglu comes in, that is that the same sense you get that we just haven't put our mouth, what is even the idiom? We just haven't put our priorities right when it comes to some of these matters.
Yeah, because if a country like Ghana, we claim we are a football nation, we claim we are the Brazil of Africa, although the current Brazil, the original Brazil, is not even going well for them on the pitch, but outside the pitch is going well, not as compared to Ghana. And we can't tell ourselves that, okay, our pitches are what we play our football on. So if we really want to fix that, then if we really want to fix that performance, then we need to fix that pitch. We go to AFCON and we see Comoros beating us. And we think that it's just something that came from that game. It was a mistake we did in that game that rendered us losing the game. We don't think about it going a far way to them investing much intentionally
deciding to do the football as a business, not just as fun, as hobby, like we're doing it. Because you look at some countries that, like Madagascar. I remember there was a story during the Euros that Georgia had to launch an academy in 2012 where Ronaldo was there during the launch. In 2024 Euros, this same Georgia came to beat Portugal in the Euros. So that means that there's an intent, let's do this, and you get the results. We are not doing it, but almost all the time when you are going, JFF president will come and promise us, Minister of Youth promise that we are going to win AFCON. First, we are not even doing the basics.
I mean, Achutamakulu, if you can hear me now, I want to put to that point that Sunny Dara makes about the lack of proper investment, the lack of prioritization. You get the same sense?
Yeah, without question. And Sunny did not miss fire when he made that point, because I always talk about policy convergence and being very intentional in what you set out to do. This government often brags about having constructed 153 artificial turfs, which is not true anyway, but assuming without admitting that that figure were even to be true, we're told that each facility was costed at approximately a minimum of $100,000, which means you've essentially spent over $15 million on infrastructure alone. However, these facilities do not meet specifications for the very purpose for which you can make money and then reinvest into maintaining them. And so because they are not good enough, you cannot use them for Premier League matches, you cannot use them for any of these national team matches, which means the brackets of people who can pay to use these facilities are then taken out of that conversation. Now, in terms of those who even get to use these facilities, the Sports Ministry and the National Youth Authority, who have essentially spearheaded this facility, will tell you that, oh, it is for youth football development. And so they want that kid in Adabraka to walk to the nearest facility. But we have been on the ground. That is not the reality, because you have to pay sometimes up to 800 cedis per night to have access to these training pitches. And so in the end, it is no longer the working class who have access to these facilities. Rather, it is that young man who has a very good job, is probably 35 or into his early 40s, a group of bankers or a group of journalists who are a bit well-to-do and want to have some fun in the evening, play good football under these floodlights. They are the guys who will come together, contribute and pay and use these facilities. So in the end, you have spent in excess of $15 million on a facility that is no longer fit for purpose and that is not having the sort of social impacts that you wanted to have. If you look at how much Ghana has sunk into major capital projects in terms of sports, if you look around to what we currently have, there is no evidence of that investment, which goes to speak to two things. The funds have either been misappropriated or we have had heavily inflated contracts, because just last month, Gold Flows Ghana had sought for and opened the new Takwa and Abosso Stadium. That facility was supposed to cost $15 million. At its opening, we were told they were able to do it and save $2 million, which is to say that in the end, they spent $13 million. How do you tell me that in renovating or in completing the University of Ghana Sports Stadium, Ghana spent up to $34 million on a facility that we're told was 90% ready anyway? So when you say you do not have money and that you have to be frugal or very, very smart in your expenditure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
70% ready. Yeah.
70, regardless. But when you say you do not have money and want to be very judicious in your use, in the use of the resources at your disposal, and yet all we see is blatant waste of taxpayers' money, we have to question what you have done and even your commitment to it, because in the end, we are not seeing the investments that you have made. We're not seeing that
having any impact on the society. We're not seeing what problem. So, for example, the question that you should ask anyone who talks about these AstroTurfs is, what problems has the 153 that you claim you have constructed, what problems have they solved? Today, as we speak, if the Black Stars want to train in Ghana, there is no facility fit for that purpose. In fact, earlier today, I made an example on game plan that last year in December, a month after the NYA and the Sports Ministry commissioned and formally opened the Koforidua Sports Stadium, which has now been rebranded to the Youth Resource Center, the national team, the Black Stars, were running around looking for a training facility. And here's the thing, they were not looking for a camping base. They just wanted a training facility, which is to say that they only needed the playing surface to train on and the changing rooms for before and after their training sessions. Yet, the facility in Koforidua that we say costs up to $4 million was not even good enough for that purpose, for 10 days of training for the Black Stars.
So, I mean, they are real issues, and I like where you've taken the conversation, Victor Achutamaklo, setting the context for how we seem to be mismanaging, really, the kind of little resources that we have and not achieving anything. So you have youth resource center all over the place that are not being properly maintained, that are not being used for any... I remember in particular the AstroTurf at Madina. The youth in Madina did some demonstrations asking the government to even do the dimensions in a way that a local club could play Premier League or Division 1 there. They didn't hit to that. And it alludes to the point you made there, Elion. Andrew, where do we go from here? Where do you sense, or what do you sense we can do in the next few months? And you also share the optimism that maybe we can get CAF to come and inspect Accra or Legon, and by that time we can get something out of the way.
With CAF coming around to inspect Accra or Legon, I don't think it will make much difference, because they've been here time without number to check out their grounds, and their feedback has been the same, that it's not fit enough for hosting games. So from here, I believe that Kumasi Babayawa Sports Stadium has been closed down at the moment until October, and this the fifth time is being closed down in about 5 years. So you'd ask yourself that what has been done in the previous times the Babayawa Sports Stadium was closed down. I feel we'd have to shut it down, not just for the we should shut it down and look for an alternative venue so that the Babayawa would get time in order to fully reincorporate it for our next game, because you'd bear with me that football is now a lucrative business, and we are failing to tap into that aspect of the business. You'd watch yesterday as the coaches symposium in Abidjan, and Ivory Coast are giving $14 million for hosting a successful African Cup of Nations for their facilities to maintain and enhance sports in the country. So we'd have to tap into this market, because it's much more lucrative than it was when we even hosted the AFCON in 2008, 10 years ago. It's getting much lucrative by the day. So I think we'd have to tap into it and make money for ourselves.
Muftau, because you've been learning a lot of things, I want to get back to that point. Is there any hope at all? Because I don't know if you've received a response from CAF when the ministry instructed GFA to get CAF to come and inspect Accra. I heard you on Game Plan early on say that, listen, even the Legon Stadium, there are so many issues, it just won't meet the specifications. Is there any glimmer of hope that we can play those October games, that October game, I should say, in Ghana?
From where I sit, though people in influential positions claim that there is a possibility of maybe using the Cape Coast Stadium, but I do not think it's possible. In fact, can we all recall that Otoado held one training session at the University of Ghana Stadium, just one session, and said, never again. The team disappeared and had to go to the Accra Sports Stadium to train. Many of us can't remember that. It hasn't been that long, right? That was when he was going to play the World Cup qualifiers against Mali and Central African Republic. So clearly, if you take a look at the University of Ghana Sports Stadium, it is even a non-starter for anyone to consider it. Again, its dressing rooms do not meet the standard. In fact, Sally will tell you this because he has done many CAF and FIFA matches. You need specifications of the pitch. You need specifications of even the technical bench. You need specifications of the flat light to be able to use. this University of Ghana sports stadium that Achu was talking about, that they said they spent $34 million in completing it, when it was 70% complete. It begs the question, what were some of the things that they looked at before arriving at the amount they spent in completing it? Because this is a facility that doesn't even have a media center, and CAF would insist on it. So I find it very hard to actually believe that there's a possibility of Ghana playing Sudan in this country. And I'll just end by saying that it is the biggest embarrassment, because since, I don't know, Kweku, since you were born.
May I have heard before? Sunny Dara that has been in this business for so long since he couldn't even recollect.
So clearly, the biggest embarrassment any of us can ever be a part of is what we are currently going through now. And maybe, just maybe, next month, we'll all converge in Togo to watch Ghana play Sudan.
Mm. I mean, Sunny Dara, what would you prefer? If it comes down to it that we can't play in Baba Yara, we can't get Cape Coast ready, we can't get Accra Sports Stadium ready.
No.
Would you prefer?
I mentioned earlier that CAF said the playing surfaces needs total reconstruction.
So you don't think we can?
You have to change the playing surface entirely. So how long are we going to take? Are we going to take to do that?
Right. I mean, interesting. So Sunny Dara, it's becoming pretty obvious that we may not get to play our home game in Ghana. And you said at the top of the show that you just couldn't recollect the last time this had to happen, if it's ever happened before in the very recent time. Where should we go? Nigeria, our nemesis, they're already trolling us on X and other social media. Togo, Cote d'Ivoire, where are we going?
I think we should go to Togo. Togo because of the proximity. Togo because of the number of Ghanaians that can travel for the match and come back to Accra or wherever it is will travel from, and the number of Ghanaians in there, and they have got good facilities. They can host us, we can play there, even drive there a day before the game and come back to Accra after the game. But we have to learn the lessons. Number one, let me put this on record, there's no fit company here in Ghana to construct our pitch. Let's take it or leave it. That's the truth. We cannot construct a world-class pitch with a Ghanaian company. You see, the Angolan coach that complained here, he was at my venue during the AFCON. He was complaining because of the standards he saw in Ivory Coast. Because the Ivorian government itself started with that attitude we have of saying, oh, a Ghanaian company can do it. They had to be forced by CAF to go and bring experts, top-pitch experts from across the globe. And I went on some of these visits. And by the time I returned to the AFCON, and I went to the first training pitch, before the competition starts, you need to go and see your venue, see how it is. When I went there, I swear by God that I thought I was in Europe. Just a training pitch. And it was bang in the middle. I was in Bouake. It was bang in the middle of something like a township, like Nima. The training pitch was bang in the middle of a township like Nima. And it was like I was in Europe. So this issue of, you know, us doing green grass, let's bring green grass to come and do, let's bring this idea. Let's go and bring top class companies that construct pitches
to come and do it. I mean, that is certainly how we can get to the point. And Sunny Dara, really thank you very much for the very great insights that you've been sharing on this. I know I'm going to get you on TV again. I mean, you're a very busy man. It's time for Isha. I'm sure you're going to take care of that. And then hopefully we can get back on TV and expand on this conversation from there. I want to give you the last word at Twitter, Maclo. If you can do that, 30 seconds for me. What are the lessons to be learned from here? And do you even think we will learn the lessons anyway?
We won't learn the lesson, but I'm just going to conclude from where Sunny was going. We don't have the men, not the administrators, not the technicians who can work on this pitch. We don't have the men. Outsource it. And you see, for the president, actually sunk in excess of 80 million cedis on our pitches, and none of them is fit for purpose. You need to sack the people
you are spending these, who are spending these monies. Unless, of course, you're happy with the mediocrity.
Interesting. Interesting point. Actually, that's how we have to end it. And Andy Dust is coming up with the library. And it's been a big conversation about how poor sports infrastructure is in the country. For a country that prides itself as a sporting nation, football nation in particular, the next Ghana's Black Stars home game will be played in either Cote d'Ivoire or Togo. A national embarrassment, a spectacle. And so many people just cannot believe this. I just cannot believe this. And I hope we learn a lesson from this. Muftar Nabila, thank you very much. Sani Dara will connect with us again on TV in 2 hours. Thank you very much. Augustine Kwanza and Andrew Sefabuafu, really interesting minds who connected with us in the studio about where we have to go from here and what exactly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.